Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
We've been asking to speak to these two guys for weeks.
Yeah, months.
Well, weeks. And we've eventually got them this morning. Fresh from their awesome kids' bedroom for Kids Bedroom Week on the Block. We catch up with Sticks and Wombat this morning.
Hey, how we doing, fellas?
Good morning.
Hey. Guys, first off, sensational job in the kids' bedroom. What a great idea, that climbing wall. Well done.
Takes a seven-year-old to come up with the genius plan.
No, hey, forget. Take all the credit yourself.
At what point in time did you think, you know, what would really make this room is a climbing wall?
I've always thought of putting a climbing wall somewhere in a house, and yeah. I figured, you know, send the kids off to their bedroom because they've been naughty. What better to give them something to play with?
No, it was absolutely sensational, and everybody that went into the room, judges included, they all had a crack at it.
Yeah, everyone that goes past that door goes, oh, and then they go in. First thing they do is hang off the wall.
All right, now let's address the elephant in the room, the wallpaper issues, and probably the difference between you winning and losing last night. In hindsight, how disappointing was that for you, the issues with the wallpaper?
We knew exactly what was coming when we had the dramas of the wallpaper, and yeah, nothing we could do about it either. That was the worst thing. It wasn't us that made this drama, and then we had to take the rap for it, so that was tough.
Yeah. Now, Wombat, noticed some cool dance moves there last night, and have been noticing some dance moves throughout the series so far. What is the go there, getting down and shaking your groove thing? What's going on there?
I do like a bit of a boogie. You know, Sticks is on the one either, so... Yeah, we get down with it, especially up on the scaff. That's the spot to do it. What's that, a hot street and what?
The other thing that's quite noticeable on the block this year is the teamwork aspect. Everyone, well, nearly everyone, getting involved last night, helping out with the painting. That's new. It's interesting that it's a competition, but there's a lot of teamwork going on.
I mean, it is a competition, and we haven't forgot that, but we also, there should be nothing holding anyone back. We want everyone to produce the best possible work, and if we can win at that stage, then that's the difference for us, I think. Like, if everyone can get the job finished, it's not about, you know, it's not about trying to hold someone back. It's about everyone getting the job done, and then we'll decide who's the winner.
Yeah, I think it's great to see. Now, guys, this week we've got
the dream room.
Dream rooms coming up this week. What have you got in store for us without giving too much away?
Well, ours is actually the biggest room in block history. Ours is going to be the smallest room in block history because we did chew into that room already with the ensuite and the walk-in wardrobe from the guest bedroom. Yeah, we're working with a small space, but it seems to take us forever.
And just on the promo they were running last night, looks like the proverbial's going to hit the fan this week. We've got a bit of a blow-up happening.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It happened.
It's going on.
Now, boys,
we've got to ask here,
the order of the names, was there a fight between, like, Sticks and Wombat? Or was it
Wombat and Sticks?
In the past, they always put the man at the front of the if you notice all the blokes come first and then their girls come second. So that's how a relationship works. That's just how it happens.
Does anyone actually know your real name?
Yeah, they're embarrassed.
And I certainly hope this morning, we can't see you, but I hope this morning, I hope Sticks, you've got the thongs on, and Wombat, you've got the hat on.
Actually, I've got the hat on. Sticks is in bare feet. He doesn't even wear thongs. It was just no H&S requirement. He had to wear thongs on the clock.
Jeez. Mate, just a suggestion. When you're doing the next kid's bedroom, can you put a Where's Wally wallpaper up?
Oh, there were two of them in there. I thought you saw them.
Boys, great to catch up with you. Love what you're doing on the block this year. We wish you well with Dream Rooms coming up this week, but great job on the kids' bedroom. It was absolutely sensational.
I'll
tell you what, this week is going to be exciting. We're looking forward to it already.
Good on you. Hey, thanks, boys. Great to talk to you this morning, and all the best for the rest of the series.
No worries, guys. Thanks very much.
Thanks, cheers, boys. Mate. Good on you. There they go. Sticks and Wombat, everybody, from The Block. And, of course, The Block continues tonight on Channel 9.
Do you reckon they were having that interview with Bundys in their hand?
I do like what they said, though, about the guy's name
going first. Yeah.
And the chick's name second. Potsy and Leighton. I'm just leaving it out there for you.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.